Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 183. 183 episodes of CJ Evolution. Patrick here. I'm the host and creator of this growing criminal justice podcast, and I welcome you to the show. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. If you've been listening for a long time, welcome back. We wouldn't have this growing podcast if it wasn't for you, the listener and supporter, so thank you very much. Special thanks to all those brave criminal justice professionals, first responders out there, working day in and day out to protect us in a very difficult environment. Thank you for what you do. It does not go unnoticed. You know, folks, this show today, I'm going to talk about the power of listening, what it means and why it matters so much. At its root, listening is the act of mindfully hearing and attempting to comprehend the meaning of words spoken by another person. But listening is also the most ingredient for building strong leadership, healthy relationships, both personal and professional, and thriving organizations. If you think you need proof, just think of a recent time when you felt like no one was listening. How did that make you feel? Did your engagement increase or decrease? Listening as a means to more effective organizational management isn't a new concept. In fact, it's a timeless value. Stephen Covey's best-selling book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, in 1989, habit number 5 is seek first to understand, then to be understood. Covey points out that our education and socialization has placed an emphasis on teaching us how to communicate, like reading, writing, and speak, but doesn't prepare us to really listen to what others are saying. He outlines some common behaviors that are often mistaken for listening and contends that empathetic listening with the intent to really understand what the other is trying to communicate is the only true form of listening. In fact, in The 1 Minute Manager, another great book in 1982, authors Kenneth Blanchard and Spencer Johnson also assert that the best way to engage employees is to allocate time to listen to them. Listening helps managers to solicit feedback and proactively find out about problems before they escalate. It's also the only way for management to get to know people as individuals and ensure that they feel genuinely valued. If you feel that your organization isn't listening enough, you're not alone. Many leaders and organizations feel the same way. Here are some questions. Do the leaders in your organization do an excellent job of actively listening to the needs and wisdom of the workforce? Number 2, how do you think your organization could be improved if leaders took a more active approach? Let's face it, we've all experienced the deleterious effects of lack of active listening within the workplace at some point. Anyone who has spent any significant time in the workforce has attended a meeting in which one executive or bigwig does the talking while the other participants hold back their thoughts, worried about the impact of changes and decisions, while feeling utterly powerless to express themselves or to do anything about their circumstances. The result is not only a lack of consensus when staff members don't feel that they have been heard, the result is a general lack of commitment, engagement, and productivity. So how can we all develop better active listening skills within the workplace? Here's a couple suggestions. Number 1, build on a foundation of solid values. Respect, humility, curiosity, empathy, and inclusion. Believe that people deserve to be heard. Number 2, keep in mind that true listening creates a deeper connection on 3 levels: individual, group, and self. Stress causes us to stop listening, so be sure to carve out time to reflect on each level. Number 3, open your mind. Recognize that great insight comes from anyone. The stronger we feel about an issue, the less likely we are to accept input from others. Number 4, focus. We don't listen when we're not interested or we're distracted, and we have so much distractions these days. You know that. We got cell phones, tablets, you know, everything is such a distraction these days. In the current digital environment, we are relentlessly barraged by distractions. 2.46 million posts, 277,000 tweets, and 3,472 images are pinned every minute. Listening is actually the least developed of all of our senses, believe it or not. And even when we do listen, we only remember about 17 to 25% of what was said. So do your best to screen out external noise. Number five, play back what you've heard. This ensures that you've understood the most salient points and lets the sender know that the message has been received. Number six, discover innovative ways to gather insight. Pulse surveys can be used to listen to groups of people quickly and easily, distill insights, and improve the organization by boosting commitment, engagement, and productivity. Remember, folks, this doesn't just go to the workplace. This goes into our personal lives, too. So do yourself a favor. Engage more in active listening. It truly is a skill that is constantly developing, at least for me. Pay attention to someone or something in order to hear what is being said, sung, or played. That is the definition of listening. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed this short episode, gave you some valuable tools about the power of listening. If you head over to cjevolution.com, check out the archives of the recent shows, or all the shows are on there. It has a link to iTunes. If you head over to iTunes, rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. Got a lot of great guests coming up in the very new future, so stay tuned, folks, and I hope everybody has a great day. Take care.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.